ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Masechta Menachos, Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara at the beginning of the Daf discusses the tenufa, the waving that is done at a typical Korban Shalomim. The tenufa consists of the emurim, the fats which go on the fire of the mezbech, and also the chos of a shoik, which is the halakim that are given to the Koyhein to eat. Now, the Gemara brings in a steer in Pesukim. Sometimes it seems that the Chos of a Shoik are on top of the Emurim during the Tenufa. Other times, other places, it appears that the Emurim are on top of the Chos of a Shoik. So the Gemara reconciles the steer by saying that there are actually three stages. When the Koyhein is bringing the limbs to purpose of doing the tenufa, at that point the chaylev is on top of the chos of a shoik. During the tenufa itself, the chos of a shoik are on top of the imurim, their position is reversed. Chos of a shoik are on top. Afterwards, when the imurim are taken away for the purpose of being placed upon the fire, being horev on the fire, at that point, once again they're reversed, and the imurim are once again on top of the chos of a shoik. This is the Gemara. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara lahalacha in Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabbonas Perek Tes, introduces an element which is very mechudistic, very surprising in the light of what it seems from the Gemara, and perhaps not even mashma this way in the Gemara. The Rambam says that how do you place the Zevorim on top of the Yedei HaBailim for the purpose of the Tnufa? So the Rambam says that the Chalovim, the fats, are directly on the hands of the Bailim. The Chos of a Shoik is on top of them, which so far that's what the Gemara says, the Chos of a Shoik on top of the fats. And then the Rambam says, Ushtei Kloyois V'Yeseres HaKoved, the two kidneys, and the Yeseres HaKoved, which is a question exactly what that is. There's another element that goes with the two kidneys. The Shtei Kloyois and the Yeseres HaKoved L'mailu Mehem. So the Rambam has a kind of triple-decker, three-level B'shas the tenufa, the chalovim directly on the hands, the fat directly on the hands of the bailim, the chos of a shoik on top of the chalovim, and the shtei kloyos v'yaseres hakoved on top of that. Now, the shtei kloyos and the yaseres hakoved, as you see many, many times in the psukim and parashas vayikra and parashas tzav, these are amongst the imurim, they're placed in the fire of the mezbech, although they are not chaylev, they are not actually fat in and of themselves. They're non-fat portions of the animal, which are incorporated with the imurim and are burnt on the fire with the imurim. So the Rambam's mechade is something which certainly is not now gemara. That's for sure, and that is that the shtei kloyos v'yaseres hakoved are not even with the chalovim directly on the hands of the bailim, but rather they're actually on top of the chos of a shoik, and they're at the very top level during the tenufa. The Kesef Mishnah asked the question over there, and he says that our Gemara, after all, says that the imurim are on the hands of the bailim, and that the chos of a shoik are on top of the imurim. Now, the imurim, geveintlach, certainly says the Kesef Mishnah, the term imurim generally includes all the imurim, which is the chalovim, and the shtei kloyos, the two kidneys, the yeseres hakoved. It's all incorporated generally in the language of Chazal when you speak of imurim. And our Gemara says that the imurim are directly on the bailim hands, and then the chos of a shoik on the top. It doesn't look like the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the shtei kloyos yeseres hakoved are independent and on top of the chos of a shoik. So the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says briefly, mashma l'rabbeinu, the Rambam had the impression that the imurim de katani, that says in our Gemara, the word imurim, lo yikol imurim, ela ha-chalofim bovat, just the chalof alone. Why? Why? What would the Rambam say that? Says the Kesef Mishnah, because the ho mikro dal ishe ha-chalofim yalof los. And the Kesef Mishnah says the yosoy di yistikazach. The vibat of the language of the pasuk that our Gemara learns its din from is shoik hatenuma v'chazeh hatenufa al ishe hachalovim yaviu. So the Gemara is bringing a pasuk which doesn't speak the klolus and holistic sense about all of the imurim, everything that's going to go on the fire of the mezbech, but rather it speaks specifically about the fats al ishe hachalovim yaviu. And therefore the Rambam, so to speak, overrode the simple sense of the Gemara based upon the pasuk that speaks about the fats. So the chos of a shoik are on top of the fats. Now where are the shtei kloyos and shtei hakoved going to go? They're a chaylok of the imurim, they go on the fire too, but they're not fats. So therefore the Rambam took out, the Rambam understood that that's not part of this Gemara, and they go on top of the whole thing. This is a little bit chaser in terms of a mahalach. I mean, after all, how did the Rambam get the idea that the shtei kloyos are at the very top? But the Kesef Mishnah says, akopana, that it's based upon the Pasuk. As Hasemis over here adds to this Kesef Mishnah, he says, the truth is that what the Rambam says is a Mufurish Teres Kehanim, which it is in Parashas Tzav. Teres Kehanim says, mamash black on white in Parashas Tzav, what the Rambam says, which is that the Gemara, or the Gemara's din, that the Chaz of Ashayik are on top of the Emurim, only refers to the Chaz of Ashayik being on top of the Chaylev, on top of the fat. But as a matter of fact, the Shtei Kloyas and Aseres HaKovid, which are Emurim, they go on the fire, they're elements of the behemoth that go on the fire, but they're not fats. These are independently on top of the whole thing. Now, the emes is that it really is, as says, right, the taka is a beferish of teres kahanim, and the Rambam clearly is coming from the teres kahanim. The fact is, though, that the perish harivid, the very important commentary of the rivid on the teres kahanim over there, actually takes note of the problem that the teres kahanim is saying one thing, which is that the chalovim are directly in the kohen's hands, then the chos of a sheik on top of all that is the shtei kloyes, etc. But the Gemara says the rivid is mashma the other way. Abu Gemara and Menachas Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara doesn't speak of these chalovim as independent of the shtei kloyes, the fats, and independent of the kidney. The Gemara says meiniach imurim al pisas yad v'chozav ashoik aleihen. So the Gemara speaks about the imurim in the holistic sense. The language is clearly mashma zok deraivad that all the imurim are being referenced all to zamen all together. And the Gemara seems not like the teres kahanim. It seems to be a machloigis. Says deraivad mashma the Gemara that the Emurim in their entirety, including the Chaylev and the Kloyos, go directly on the hands of the Bailam, and only on top of that you have the Chos of a Sheik. So the Ravid comes out that it's mashma, that it is a machloikis between the Gemara and the Teres Kehenim. The mashma, though, as the Achronim over here, Nemon, the Sfasemis, and others, that the Rambam did not agree with that Ravid. The Rambam held that the language of the Gemara, Emurim, could be lavdafka, like it's, we saw said from the Kesef Mishnah. It says Emurim, but it really means specifically the Chaylev, which is most of the Emurim, is the fats, the fatty portions, the elements of the Chaylev that construe most of the Emurim, they are what go directly on the Kohen's hands, and the Gemara will be masking to the Teres Kehanim, that on top of that you have the Chos of a Sheik, and on the very top you have the Shtei Kloyes. Now this doesn't really explain why exactly it is that the Shtei Kloyes are placed at the very, very top. Why? Is there some din, some kpeda dafka on that? Granted that the Pasuk doesn't reference the Shtei Kloyes according to this pshat, because the Pasuk speaks about the Ishe HaChalovim, the fats that are going to go in the fire, and on top of that you have the Chos of a Sheik. And the Hanami. But where is the Shtei Kloyes and the Yeseres HaKovid going to go? B'shas, the Tenufa, is there some specific Kepeda that they should dafka go at the very top? Where does that Kepeda come from? This is not really explained by the Sfasemis. And in fact, if we examine carefully the different comments that are made by the Brisker Rav over here, we see that the Brisker Rav has a consistent approach on this subject. So let's begin with a very brief question the Brisker Rav asks right over here. Menachas Daf Samach Beis, beginning of the Daf, and he leaves it with a question. It's a strong question, a simple kasha. Biskarov asks, when the Gemara says that there are three steps, as we mentioned, in the Tenufa, and the final step, which is actually after the Tenufa is done, is when the Kohen takes the Chalovim together with the Chos of a Sheik, and he brings them toward the Mizbeach for the purpose of offering the Chalovim onto the fire. So it says that at that point, the Gemara bases on the Pasuk, that you reverse it once again, and that there you have the Chos of a Sheik on the bottom and the chaylev on the top. Frek the Brisker Rav, Betzorochian, he says, what is the function of the carrying of the chos of a sheik that takes place at that time by the kohen is carrying the imurim to be makted them onto the mizbeach? He's bringing the imurim toward the mizbeach for the purpose of being makted them. Now, the chos of a sheik do not need to be taken toward the mizbeach, because after all, they're not going to be huktar, and they're not going on the fire. They're going to go to the kohenim. They're going to be divided amongst the kohenim. That's the chaylek ha-kohen in the shlom. So granted that there seems to be a pasuk over here that says that we have an extra pasuk that we're darshaning to say that at that point, when the Kohen takes the Emurim to the fire, they're on top of the Chos of a Sheik. But is there any tafkid, any purposefulness, in the carrying of the Chos of a Sheik at that point? The Chos of a Sheik are not, they don't have a Sheikhus to the Isha of them, or the Isham of them, the Beach. They're not going on the fire. So what is the role that we have, that we achieve, in carrying the Chos of a Sheik toward the Mizbeach at that point? This is the Kasha Biskur of Ve'ah. It's a very simple Kasha. I mean, when you're carrying it stamazoi purposelessly for no purpose at all, and the Biskur of does not say any terror to this Kasha. Now, it's interesting that it's possible that the Brisker Rav here in this question, which he blibes with a kasha on, goes with Shitosoi. Because the Brisker Rav later on at the Chedushim, on today's daf, on Menachas Daf Samach Beis, Omid Beis, later on, Brisker Rav discusses the other question that we raised earlier. What is the idea that's articulated by the Teres Kohanim and by the Rambam that the Shtei kloyos, the two kloyos, are going to be at the very, very top of the tenufa. They're apparently a kpeda, they're not allowed to be together with the chaylev. They have to be on top of the chaz of a sheik. Chaz of a sheik sits on the chaylev and stay close on top of that. What is this kpeda all about? It doesn't come from any posik. The posik never tells us where the stay close have to be during the tenufa after all. So this Kirov explains that the reason for this is that vibalt, since it comes out of the posik that there is a kpeda, that we have to dafke have that the chaz of a sheik should be directly sitting upon the chalovim. Sheik that to be directly on the top. There's not allowed to be any hefsek, any interposition. I can't have a separation between the chaz of a sheik and the chalovim. I have to have chalovim, and directly without interruption, I have to have the chaz of a sheik. Likewise, says the Briskerov, we also are makpid that the chalovim have to be directly on hands of the bailam. So you're not allowed to have a hefsek between the hands of the bailam and the chaylev. Memelo zok the briskerov, where am I going to put the yiseris hakovin and the shtei kloyes? If I put them on top of the chaylev and under the chaz of a sheik, I'm going to have a hefsek, I'm going to be interrupting between the chaylev and the chaz of a sheik. I'll have an interposition between them, a hefsek, with the shtei kloyes. I likewise can't have the shtei kloyes under the chaylev either, because then I'll have a hefsek between the yad habaylam, the hand of the baylam, and the chaylev. So the mela comes out that because of this kpeta of hefsek, so the biskerov, that was the reason why the teres kaihanim and the Rambam Paskin this way, that they said that the shtei kloyes have to be dafka placed at the very top, in order that they shouldn't interpose, they shouldn't be mafsik between either the yad habaylam and the chaylev, or the chaylev and the chaz of a sheik. That's the Briskerov. Now, there is a slightly different approach in this question, which is articulated by Reb Lezer Moshe Pinsker, Zechon Levracha. Reb Lezer Moshe Pinsker, by the way, was among the greatest Gedolei Hadoyer at the end of the 19th century. His Chedushim on Shas are actually printed in the back of each volume of the Vilna Shas under the name Chedushe Rebbe Elozer Moshe Hurwitz. They're small in number, but they're actually known for sometimes packing quite a punch. He sometimes said just a few words. He says a very mechudesh de gezach. He was a very great godel of the Gedolei Hadoyer. This particular vort that we're going to mention is not found at the back of the Vilna Shas. It's actually in his other sefer of Tshuvos, Tshuvos Oihel Moshe. Reb Lezer Moshe Pinsker says over there that in his opinion, the idea in the Torah's Kohanim and in the Rambam, why we have to have the Yisaris HaKovid and the Shtei Kloyes on top of the Chaz of a Shoik, which is on top of the Chaylev. The reason is, he says, because Vibalt, that we know that the Emurim, which consists mostly of Chaylev, but also of the two kidneys, the Shtei Kloyes and the Yisaris HaKovid, the Emurim are always Geveintlach mentioned by the Torah as one holistic whole. They are mentioned in many places by the Korban Chatas, by the Korban Asham, etc. We always speak of these Emurim all together, that they go on the fire of the Mizbeach. Yet, punct over here, when it comes to the mitzvahs tenufa, the pasuk especially singles out something called the ishei hachalovim, the fats that are going to go on the fire. So we single out from amongst the emurim, specifically the chaylev. Zokta v'tem reblezer Moshe, that it seems to him that from here we have, that although the Torah is saying, although enachanami, be'emes the entirety of the emurim have to be included in the mitzvahs tenufa, but there is a din to be mafsik between the chaylev and the shtei kloyes, so that the tenufa should be done independently. Although it's one maisa tenufa, it's one act of tenufa, it should be done independently upon the chaylev and independently upon the shtei kloyes. I have to have something in between them. And that's the idea, he says, why the Torah is saying that the sheik and the chozer are going to go al ishe hachalovim. There's a tachlis, a purpose, a purposefulness for why I have the chaz of a sheik directly on the chaylev, and their purpose is to interpose, to be mafsik in between the chaylev and the shtei kloyes, in order that the mitzvah tenufa should be nisyaches, should relate independently, separately to the chaylev, which is being done a tenufa on them, and independently the tenufa being done upon the shtei kloyes. It's nisyaches independently to these two entities by having a hefsek interposing between them, and that is the chaz of a sheik. This is the understanding of the Reb Lezer Moshe. And for shtei tzuchot there, that's why the shtei kloyes are on the top, according to him. The reason is not to avoid having the shtei kloyes be mafsik wrongfully between two things that are supposed to be together with each other, one against the other, like the Briskerov says, the chaz of a sheik on top of the chalovim, but rather, according to Reb Lezer Moshe, there's an etzem din that the shtei kloyes should have the tenufa done independently of the chaylev, with something in this case, the Chos of a Sheik, interposing between them. It's interesting that according to the Blaise and Moshe's Mahalach, which is certainly more innovative than what the Brisker Rav says, it's interesting that according to him, we could really answer the kasha, the straightforward question that the Brisker Rav asked by us on some of Bezim and Aleph, which he leaves with a question. And that is, what is the tachlis, he asks, of carrying at the final step when the Kohen carries the Chaylev to the fire, the Emurim to the fire of the Mizbeach. And at that point, we reverse it once again, like the Emor Adashin from the Pasuk, and we have the Chaylev on top of the Chos of a Sheik. So we ask, the Brisker Rav asks, what is the role that the Chos of a Sheik have in that carrying? They're not being carried for their own ends because they have no purpose being by the Mizbeach. They're going to be distributed amongst the Kohanim. So why am I carrying the Chos of a Sheik altogether? And that the Brisker Rav asked that question, he doesn't say any teretz to it. However, according to the Blaise and Moshe, the emes is that, look, you know, at that stage I have to carry the chaylev, I have to carry the chos of a sheik as well, and according to him there's going to be an etzem din that they have to be carried separately. They have to be taken separately in the yad ha-kohen, the hands of the kohen to the fire. How do you take them separately? So for that, the Torah identifies that there's a role there for the chos of a sheik. I'm going to have, I'll reverse it for Shtei Sachan, but I'm going to flip it. So the chalofim will be at the very, very top. The chaylev will be at the very, very top. Under them I'll have the chos of a sheik, but according to the Blaise and Moshe, it ought to follow that at the very, very bottom I'm going to have the Aseres HaKov and the Shnei Kloyes. That's what ought to come out according to him. I'm carrying everything. I'm taking over to the everything over to the fire and the Zemeach, but I got to take them separately. The Chalovim and the Chos and the Shnei Kloyes, interposing in between them and ensuring that they're going to have a hefsek and they're going to be taken separately. It's going to haste and independent. It's going to be called an independent taking of the Chaylev. And the Yeseres HaKovet, that's going to be the role of the Chos of a Sheik. They'll be there. They'll be part of that carrying as well, ensuring that I have an independence in the carrying of the Chaylev and the carrying of the Shtei Kloyes. In the next Gemara, the Gemara discusses the tenufa that's done of the Kifsei Atzeres, which is brought on Shavuos. That's the Zilchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Shlomos that are brought on Shavuos, the two Kvosim that are brought together with Lechems, and you do a tenufa on them. The two kvasim tazamen together with the two lechems, the shtei lechem of Shavuos, a tenufa done altogether, and the Gemara brings stir dika mashmois in the psukim, whether the lechems were on top of the kvasim or the kvasim were on top of the lechems. There's multiple opinions of the Gemara how to reconcile the issue. The Tanakama Shita is that you're going to place the lechem on top of the kvasim. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yossi ben Hamashulam said that the kvasim are on top of the lechem. You have Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy, who has a mechudas tikashita, that you place the shtei halechem ben yirechoy sehem shel kvasim. So they're placed in a special location between the thighs of the kvasim, and the tnufa is done together. And finally, you have Rebbe Shita that holds al besamach. You just put alongside one alongside the other. So multiple opinions of the Gemara. The Brisker Rav asks the question on the first shita of the Tanakama, who holds that the lechem is on top of the kvasim, and the Tanakama grapples with the Sirud Kamashmois and the Psukim, and finally it comes out that the lechems are on top of the kvasim, just like Mamotzino b'chol mokoyim lechem l'mailo, afkan lechem l'mailo. We find elsewhere when we have a tnufa on shlomim together with lechem, the lechem is on the top, and so too over here. What is this elsewhere? What is this kol mokoyim that we find elsewhere that we have a tnufa with lechem and kvasim and shlomim? So the Gemara brings down hecha, that's b'milum. In other words, we have the special inaugural korbanos that were brought in the Mishkan, and Parashas Tzav, it commanded in Parashas Tzav, you have the actual hakrova, and over there, the shlomim of the miluim, the inaugural shlomim, has lechems that accompany it, like it's mentioned in the Pasuk, and over there we have that the lechems are on top of the shlomim. Likewise, over here, the Tanakama learns out that the lechems are on top of the kvasim here as well. The Brisker Rav asks that there is a specific mashmois in this Gemara that although geveintlich ba'almo we have this din that we find elsewhere, so we find it by the miluim, we have the din elsewhere that lechem is on top of the kvasim. Nonetheless, we apparently needed special psukim and special indicators in the Torah that over here we're going to have a tenufa, lechem with kvasim, the lechem will be on top of the kvasim, a special din, a special halacha, says the Brisker Rav, and he asks, what do I need a special posik? Why do I have to have a plukim here at all? Why don't you say, typically, as long as I know that there's a tenufa on the lechem and on the kvasim, I'll simply learn it out like I find elsewhere. You may, any simple mamatzinu will do the trick. We have it in the psukim by Tetzav and Tzav, by the inaugural shlomim, that the lechem is on top of the shlomim. And likewise, over here, I don't even need any psukim as well at all. The Gemara seems to say I have a special din over here, but I'm learning out one from the other. But there really are special indicators in the posik about that are being misgala, that we're learning out out from the inaugural Shlomim, that the Pesukim over here also mean to say the same thing here as well, that the Lechav is on top of the Shlomim. For the Biskurov, what do I need it for? Well, I have to have special indicators in the Pesuk, B'chalal, about the Lechav and the Shlomim, and the Shlomim is of the Kivsi Atzeres of Shuis. And that the Biskurov says that we have to clear a basic hakira, a basic question. We speak of the Tznufa that's done on the Lechem and on the Kvasim. Is this one holistic Tznufa, in other words, on the Gansa Ganskite, on the ubiquitousness of the Korban, the totality of the Korban, which is the Lechem and the Kvasim? Is there a Din Tznufa, or is there a Din Tznufa on the Lechem, a Din Tznufa on the Kvasim? Happens to be that you do it simultaneously, and then I have to ask a question, which is going to be on the top? Or is it a totality halacha, that upon the totality of it, the klolos, I ought to be doing a tnufa upon it on its entirety, lechem plus klolos, kvasim. Of them to the Brisker Rav that we find earlier in the Sugya on the Fmem Vav, the Gemara raises a question, where it has a suffix in halacha about a case of Avdu Halechem on Shavuos. In other words, that I did my tenufa upon the kvasim and upon the lechem on Shavuos, then I subsequently lost the lechem, and I had to replace it with new lechems, and my question is, says the Gemara, do I have to redo the tenufa on those lechems a second time, or do I say that it was genug, that it was maspik, that I already did the tenufa on the lechems, the first lechem, the first time before I lost the first ones. The Gemara says, if I lost the kvasims after the tenufa was done, then it's a davar bor, and without a question, then I replace with new kvasims, I definitely have to replace the tznufa a second time with the new kvasims. But over here, all I lost was the lechem, that's a suffix the Gemara has, whether after tznufa upon the lechem. Sort of them the Rizkirov. That really that Gemara, which has its suffix that it raises as a question, that Gemara is a raya that the din tznufa on the lechem and the kvasim on Shavuos is not independent mitzvah tznufa on the kvasim, independent mitzvah on the lechem, which happened to be performed simultaneously, but rather it's a klolius a tnufa on the totality of the korban shvuas, which is two kvasim plus two lechems. Because if there would be independent mitzvahs, a mitzvah of tnufa on the kvasim and a mitzvah of tnufa on the lechem, then it should be poshut that if I lost the first lechem and I'm being mekayim a mitzvah with the second lechem, then obviously I have to do a separate tnufa on the second lechem which is being brought, just like it's obvious to the Gemara in a case where I lost the kvasim, that I have to repeat the tnufa on the new kvasim. So you lose the lechem, repeat the tnufa on the new lechem. Muzayin is the briskerov on the fact that the Gemara has this question, that the din mitzvahs tenufa is not independently gezocht that it's on the lechem. There's no independent mitzvahs tenufa on the lechem. The mitzvahs tenufa is on the totality of the korban. And vibalt, that the Gemara is raising this question on Mamvov, that vibalt, that at the time when the mitzvahs tenufa took effect, when it kicked in, I had the original lechems together with those kvasims. Kum techoy said at the time the tenufa that I did was ogetaisht, it was defined as a tenufa that was being done on the totality of the korban. So therefore, the mitzvah tenufa is now fulfilled. Even if it happened to be that I have to replace the new lechems, that will not necessarily be mechayev, or necessarily engender a new mitzvah tenufa on the new lechems, because the mitzvah tenufa doesn't kick in independently as an independent chiyuv based upon the lechems alone. That's what you see from that Gemara of the Brisker Rav, but the Brisker Rav says that that's only true about Shavuos. But it would not be true about Alma, for example, in the Shalom of the inaugural Shalom of the Miluim of the Mishkan in Parshas Tzav and Tetzaveh. There, Zok, there was a mitzvah tenufa on the kvasims and an independent mitzvah tenufa on the lechem. And granted, they were done simultaneous, and the mitzvah, the Torah told me a special din to place the lechem upon the, on top of the kvasim, on top of the shlomim, at that time. Zokt of them, a shlomim at that time. Zokt of them, the Brisker Rav, that's why I have to have a special limit than where I was learning out from one to the other. And the language of the Gemara indicates it's not stam a simple Giloy HaKro from the Pasuk in the Mitzvahs Miluim, the Shalmei Miluim, in Parshas Tzav and Tesava, just the Gilui HaKro, that from there I learn out that the lechems are on top. No, what I do is I take that pasuk, I take that din, that the lechems are on top of the kvasim at the time of the miluims, and I learn it from there, Gilui, on how to teach the psukim over here when it says al, when it speaks about the different psukim over here, and I have a Gilui on how to teach the psukim such that the psukim themselves are indicating to me now that there's a special din on the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, that the lechems are on top of the kvasim. What do I need that? Why can't I just have a Gilui Milsa from the Shlomim Miluim in Parshas Tzav, that the lechem is always on top of the kvasim? Because these are two independent halachos, which happen to have the same detail in the two cases that the lechem is on top of the shlomim. But over there in the Sham Miluim Zok, there's a mitzvah tnufa on the lechem and a separate mitzvah tnufa on the shlomim. And granted, the Torah told me that the way you do it, when you'll do it, you'll be doing those two mitzvahs together and you'll have the lechem on the top. But here my din is different. My question is different. I have one holistic mitzvah tnufa. Then mitzvah tnufa is going to be on the shalmei tzibur plus on the lechems together. The totality of the korban atzeres, which consists of the shalmei tzibur plus the lechems, in totality is going to have one mitzvah tnufa. I want to know what the mahus, the nature of that mitzvah tnufa is. Over there, do I say it over there also? I'm going to have the lechem on the top or not? It is an independent question. In the shalmei meluim that we had in Parshas Tzav and Tetzav over there, the lechems, they had an independent mitzvah, and their mitzvah was to be done, to be placed upon the shlomim of the meluim. Over here, my question is, how do I have this kloliestic mitzvah properly performed, the lechem on the top or lechem on the bottom? So that the Gemara says that be'etzem I need special psukim, and I have special psukim to tell me the seder of the tznufa of the shalmei tzibur. But since it's unclear, I can use what I find in the shalmei meluim and use them as a gilui milsa ha'taych of the pasuk over here, and from there I'm going to learn out my separate question. I'll resolve my separate question in the Kivsei Atzeres, that the mitzvah tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres, which is a different kind of a mitzvah, it is a totality tenufa, lechem and kvosim together. That mitzvah likewise is miskayim, according to the Tanakhama, by having the lechem on top of the kvosim. I mentioned before that the shitta of Rav Chanani ben Chachinoy is that the way to reconcile the sukkim of the tenufa of the lechem al the shnei kevosim is that we place the lechem ben yireichos of shel hakevosim, between the thighs of the kevosim, and you mainif them together. Here, Rashi and Grader Ben Gershom on the side of the page says the same thing. They both say something somewhat cryptic. They both of them say that bo'odon chayin kamayri, that we're talking about the tenufa that's being done b'shas while the kevosim are still alive. Now, just take it a moment on this. Like it's mavur in the Gemara a little bit later, the kivsei shalmei tzibur, the kivsei atzeres have a unique halacha, which is that tenufa is actually done upon them twice. We do a tenufa while they're alive, and also, like we have from the psukim, there's a tnufa that's done upon them a second time after they already have been shechted, already have been butchered, and I do a second tnufa like we'll be discussing. So Rashi and the Bnei Gershom are saying that this Gemara is talking about the tnufa that's ba'odon chayim, while the kvasim are still alive, and at that point I place the lechem, according to Rav Chanani, I place the lechem in between the yirei chois of the kvasim, and I combined them together. Rashi doesn't explain what his source was, what his reason was. Why can't we talking about the second tnufa that be done after the kvasim already shechted? Maybe over there. Maybe we're talking over there. I take the shtel lechem and put them ben yirei chois of the kvasim after they're already slabs of butchered ivorim, and I'll do the tnufa that way. Where did Rashi get this thing that we're talking about oidon chayim? So in this we have a couple of different mahalchim on this. There's a mahalch on this from Reb Zalman Sindik Hanes Shapira, who is the very great Godel, who was the father of the Dvar Avrom, the Kovner Rav. And Reb Zalman Sindik, by the way, didn't leave too much in the way of written Chedushei Torah. He was a very great goyin. His Chedushim HaKotshim were published not that long ago by the name of Chedushei HaGrazas on Kotshim, and he has a short piece on this. And there's a much, much longer, bigger arichos, so quite different mahalach from the Brisker Rav Zalman Avrocha and the Stencil, and particularly in the Chedushim HaRambam, Hilchos Maaseh Kapponos. Now, Reb Zalman Sindik says very simply and very briefly that the reason why Rashi says that the Chanani ben Chachinoy was talking about the tnufas chayim that's under the kvasim is that Rashi is going like the shittas chachomim in the Gemara later on. And you'll see at the very bottom of the Omud and on the base, the Gemara brings in the big machloikis about the tnufas chutim that's done upon the Kivsei Atzeres. The Chachom Shita is that was done on the Chos of a Shoik alone, which is a chelet that's given to the Kohen. It was not done on the entirety of the animal. Thus, Heis Davada, of course, when the Tznufas Chaim was done, that was done on the entirety of the animal, of course, that goes without saying. The animal is in its entirety when it's alive. But nonetheless, the Chachom Shita, which they darshan, and we'll talk about a little bit later, different Shitas in the Gemara, how the Chachom get this, the Chachom Shita is that the Tznufas Shchutim is done on the Chos of a Shoik alone. Rebbe disagrees with that, and Rebbe holds that the Tznufas Shchutim is learned from the Tznufas Chayin, and the Tznufas Shchutim also is done in the entirety of the Behemoth. Zot of them Rav Zalman Sender, the Vibalt that Rashi wanted to touch up this Gemara based on the Chachomim, who are presumably the Rabbim against Rebbe, so it's Kedai to touch up the Gemara their way. And if you're going to go with the Chachomim, then there actually is no Yirei Choysov that's being mainif, that you're lifting, that you're waving, Beshad the Tznufas Shchutim. I'm only have the Chaz of a Shoik that I'm doing the Tznufa on, the Tznufas Shchutim. So therefore it's Mochrach, if I go with the Chachomim, the Tznufa Shchutim cannot possibly be referenced over here because they only have a Chaz of a Shoik, they don't have Yirei Choysov. Meila, therefore, that's the reason, according to him, why Rashi identified that we're going with the Tznufas Chaim in the Shittas of Hanim Chachinoi, and Bishas the Tznufas Chaim, the animal's alive, you place the bill between the Kvosim, the Yirei Choysov of the Kvosim, and you wave it all together. That's what the Zalman Sender. According to him, by the way, it actually would seem to be quite Nadiq, incidentally, why Rashi waited for the third sheet in the Braisa till he mentioned that this Bryce is discussing the Tznufas Chaim. Because the first two sheetahs in the Braisa don't really get into the Yirei Choysov and don't get into what exactly is being waved. Are the Yirei Choysov being waved? That's the Chaz of a Shoik. It's not really the discussion right here. And therefore, we don't really have to discuss. We don't have any Hechrach exactly which Tznufa is being referenced. However, Chanim HaChachinoi, who mentioned specifically in his viewpoint that the Shtei Alechem are placed between the Yirei Choysov of the Kvasim, so all of a sudden this sets up a Shtel, which in the view of Rashi had to be addressed right now, which is that Rashi is going to the Chomim and according to the, in the Tznufa Shchutim, I'm not going to have any Yerechos. So for the first time, Rashi gets into the issue of which Tznufa it is, and Rashi mentions that we're talking about the Tznufas Chaim, which of course is done in the entirety of the animal with the Yerechos intact. The Brisker Rav, however, has a very different approach over here, and the Brisker Rav addresses this Rashi in the context of a much broader Arichos, a lengthy discussion that he has somewhat in the stencil over here, and particularly by Arichos in the Peirush of the Brisker Rav, Chedushim Brisker Rav on Rambam and the Yad, with the Brisker Rav grapples with what he understands to be a major machloikas between Rashi against the Rambam about understanding the nature of the Tznufa Shchutim, the second Tznufa that's done after the Shchita upon the Kivsei Atzeres. For the sake of clarity, let me set up the Chakir right now. We'll set it up as a conceptual question or dichotomy, two possible ways to learn, and then we'll talk about how the Brisker Rav understands Rashi, respectively, and the Rambam, respectively, to line up in this Chakir. The Brisker Rav Shaila is like this. I have my Tznufa Shchutim, which, according to the Shitas Chachomim, particularly like we mentioned, the Chachomim hold that the Tznufa Shchutim is only done at the Chaz of a Shoik. It's not done on the totality of the animal. Now, according to that, the Tznufa Shchutim, actually quite closely parallel, the Tznufa that's done in any regular shlomim, but Alma, a regular Tznufa that's done. And in fact, the Gemara is mavur that that's how the Chum knew they did. How did they know that the Tznufa Shchutim is only done on a Chaz of a Shoik and not on the entirety of the animal? Because the Gemara says that we learn out, Yalfusa, a Limud, we learn out the Tznufa Shchutim of the Kivsei Atzeres from the Tznufa that's done in a regular shlomim. And the regular shlomim, I don't do the Tznufa on the entirety of the Behem, I do it on the Chaz of a Shoik. And we learn out that's called Doimi Nomi. No, the Gemara says that that's the first Mahalach of the Gemara on the bottom of the Yomid here. The Chum go with the Shita called Doin Mi No Mi No, which is to say that I'm learning out a Lomaid from a Lamaid, I'm learning out B from A, I learn out with the details that I found in A, I give those same details to B, Doin Mi No Mi No. And therefore, consequently, the same over here, I'm learning out the Tznufas Shchutim on the Kivsei Atzeres from the Tznufa that I find by regular Shlomim by Shalma Yochid, and Doin Mi No Mi No, just like by Shalma Yochid, it applies, the Tznufa is done not in the totality of the animal, but on the Chaz of a Shoik alone, therefore the Tznufa Shchutim is also done, the second Tznufa that's done on the Shechted stage of the Kivsei Atzeres, that too is done only on the Chaz of a Shoik. Rebbe, on the other hand, disagrees. He holds Doin Mi No for Uki Be'asro, and therefore he holds that although I'm learning out Taka, the Tznufa Shchutim, the Geshocht in the Tznufa, other than that, from the Malamed, which is the Shlomim, the Alma, the regular Shlomim Yochad that I usually bring. Nonetheless, I'm applying to it the details of the Kivsei Atzeres, just like the Kivsei Atzeres I find in the Tznufa that's clear, that's Beferish, which is in the Chumash, the Tznufas Chaim that I have, that it's done in the totality of the animal, so too the Tznufas Shchutim is done according to Rebbe on the totality of the animal on all of the limbs. Zokta briskirov. Even though, according to the Chachamim, I'm learning Adon Mino Mino, so therefore I am saying that just like regular Shalme Yochid, I only do the Tzumf on the Chos of a Sheik, so likewise over here, in the Kavskir Seyatzeres, the second stage Shnuf of the Tzumf of Shchutin, is done also only on the Chos of a Sheik, we still have to ask a conceptual question. Is this Tzumfa that's being done on the Kivsei Atzeres not a unique Shvuistika Halacha? It's not a thing that's there from the yoim, a mitzvah hayoim of shvuas, that I'll have an extra, a second tnufa, a tnufa shchuvim tutendika tnufa, but rather, zokter, it's simply the din tnufa that I find be'alma on all shlomim, on shalme yachid, and it's simply said, we learn, he's finding in our sugya, that we are finding the exact same tnufa by the shlomim of the kivsei atzeres, the shalme tzibur, the kivsei atzeres that I bring on shvuas. According to that, says the Briskerov, we're going to have a fundamental conceptual distinction to be drawn between the first tnufa, the tnufas chayim that's done at the Kivsei Atzeres, and the second tnufa, the tnufas shrutim. The tnufas chayim that's done at the Kivsei Atzeres is a tnufa that's misyachis to the mitzvahs hayoim. It's a mitzvah in the yom shvuas. On shvuas, I have special mitzvahs hayoim. One of them is that there's a tnufas chayim to be done on the kvasim. However, says the Briskerov, the second tnufa, the tnufas shrutim that's done, is nothing unique to shvuas. It happens to be gradis kabonis happen to be brought on shvuas. I never have a Shalme Tzibur the rest of the year. But the Mechayev, that which engenders the mitzvahs Tnufa Shchutim on the Kivsei Atzeres, is actually the exact same engenderer, the exact same Mechayev of the Tnufa on any Shlomim, on any Shalme Yoch the whole year, which is that the Korban is Mechayev, that it should have a Tnufa that's be done, the Tnufa is done at the Chaz of a Sheik. Likewise, I'll have, since it is a Shlomim, after all, the Kivsei Atzeres are a Shlomim, like any Shlomim, they share that quality in coming with any shlomim, even though they happen to be shalmei tzibur, etc., but they are a shlomim, and therefore, als mitzvah shlomim, they have a din tenufa, a second tenufa to be done on them. Or, says the Briskerov, we could say that although the Chacham say don mino mino, and it's true that I have my din, that I have my tenufa shchutim, it's only on the chos of a shoyk, not like the first tenufa, the tenufa shchayim, that's on the entirety of the kvasim. Nonetheless, we could say, zokter, that the second tenufa, the tenufa shchutim, that's done on the chos of a shoyk of the Kesei Atzeres, shares this yesoid in common with the first tenufa, the tenufa shchayim, that's done in it, which is a special, unique mitzvah, a mitzvah sayyoyim eshvuis, its engenderer, its Mechayev is the mitzvah of Shavuos, a special mitzvah of the day of Shavuos that I have special mitzvahs done on it, which one of them is the Tnufas Chayim, the Tana of the Kivsei Atzeres, and the second special mitzvah is the Tnufas Shchutan Tana Shalmei Atzeres. It happens to be, though, that it shares common details with the Tnufas Shalmei Yochid the rest of the year, although fundamentally it's entirely distinct, because the rest of the year, the mitzvah Tnufa is Noiveya from the mitzvah, the Shem, the Dine Korban Shlomim, whereas on Shavuos, when I have a Shalmei Tzibur, my Tnufa is my Din Tnufa, even the Tnufa Shchutim is not Neveya from the nature of its being a Korban Shlomim, but rather a special mitzvah Hayoyim on Shavuos, that I have a second Tnufa as well. This is the Chakira of the Briskerov. Briskerov understands that this question is a fundamental machlokes Rashi and Rambam in a couple of places. Rashi in the Mishnah, Adafago and Dafsamach Aleph, says about the Tnufa Shchutim, Rashi says, Tnufa Shchayim, talked Rashi, that's the Parshas Emor. The Tnufa on the it's a special din, it's a special thing. Mitzvah Sayoyim, in Parshas Emor, I go through all the different moyadim. I mean, it gets to show as it speaks about the Tnufas Chayim that I do on the Shalmei Tzibur. Who's Shchutim, Zokt Rashi? Why is there a Tnufas Shchutim that's done in the Kivsei Atzeres? The Gamilim is Shalmei Yochid, Zokt Rashi. That really is a regular din of Shalmei Yochid. It's nothing to do, Rashi seems to say over there, with the special nature of the Kivsei Atzeres. It's not a special Atzeres, the Kamitzvah, Shvuas, the Kamitzvah. It's Gamilim learned out of Shalmei Yochid. So the Briskerov, Rashi should is, like the Sarah the Chakira, that the Tnufa Shchutim on the Kivsei Atzeres is not a unique mitzvah that's neveir from the Yoim, it's not a din in the mitzvahs, Shavuos, but rather it's simply because it is a Shlomim, and I find by Shalmei Yochid that the din Shlomim is Mechayev, a Tnufa, so too I find by Shalmei Yisibah the same, that the mitzvah Shlomim is Mechayev, this din Tnufa Shchutim. And therefore, Rashi Lishitosoy over here, when Rashi is going on the special psukim that I have in Parshas Emor, which clearly are neveir as mitzvahs Hayoim, these Sukkim, it's addressed to Mitzayim, it speaks about Al Shnei Kivosim, and it speaks about Alechem and Bikurim, and these are special psukim that I find speaking about how the mitzvah Hagayim is Miskayim, the mitzvah Tnufas Hagayim is Miskayim on Shavuos. So Rashi understood that this whole machloikas over here has to address itself only, specifically, to the Tnufas Chayim, and that's why Rashi said over here that the Tnuvas Chayim Kamayri. The reason for that is because these psukim are addressing the special mitzvah tnufa, which is neveah from the mitzvah Yom HaShuas, and if so, that special mitzvah only exists on the Tnuvas Chayim according to Rashi, and therefore these mandom, these shittas, could only be addressing the Tnuvas Chayim. The Tnuvas Shchutin is a different din, it doesn't relate to these psukim, which are in Pashas Emor, like Rashi indicates in Samach Aleph. It's a regular halacha of shlomim mitzneveah from the regular mitzvah shlom that I find in Parashas Vayikra. However, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam and the Peir HaMishnayos and the Rambam's commentary on Mishnah in the Mishnah on the Samach Aleph is mashma very, very differently from the mashmoyos of Rashi. The Rambam mentions that the Kivsei Atzeres have a tnufas chayim, that they waved while they're alive, and they have a tnufas shchutim, a second tnufa that's waved after it's geshochtin. Ukvar hoidaticho bohen, says the Rambam, I have already mentioned to you, the language with the pasuk says, it's in Parashas Emor, v'heinif oisam, the heinif to wave the kvosin, the Kivsei Atzeres. The Rambam, the Rambam says a remarkable thing, that the Vehenef Oysam Posik, which is a Posik in Parashas Emor, a mitzvah hayoimdik a Posik, it tells me about mitzvahs that are done machmas because today is Shavuos. And that Vehenef Oysam, that one Posik, that the Rambam is called the mitzvah, but two mitzvahs of Tenufa, the mitzvah of Tenufas Chaim, and also the mitzvah of Tenufas Shchutim. The emes is that, and the emes, this just to interject for a moment over here, that in the Chedushim of Michael Feinstein over here, Michael Feinstein grapples a lot with the language of the Rambam on this. Because the Rambam is clearly mashma, and the Brisker Rav Shtelzach and makes this point. The Rambam is very, very clearly mashma that the Tenufas Shchutim, and this is so, the Rambam certainly doesn't differentiate, this is so even according to the Chacham Shitta, and even if I'm going to hold that the Tenufas Shchutim is not done in the entirety of all the limbs of the Kvasim, not like Rebbe holds, it is done on all the limbs of the Kvasim, but even if I go like the Chacham, that it's done on the Chaz of Hashayik alone. Nonetheless, this Tenufa that's done, a Tenufa Shchutim that's done on the Kivsei Atzeres is not the Algemeine, old, well-known din of Tenufa, which is a din of Mitzvahs Korbonois Shlom, which I find elsewhere in the Torah of Parashat Vayikra, but rather when it gets to the Shalmeit Sibri, that's going to be a new din. That's going to be part of the special Mitzvah Heine for Yisam, which the Yoim of Shavuos is Mechayev. It's Mechayev a second Tenufa as well, not just the first Tenufa of the Tenufas Chaim, but also a second Tenufa, the Tenufas Shchutim. And then, Dr. Michael Feinstein is not really at all the Mashmoy, said the Gemara over here on the bottom of Sanf Bezim et Aleph, because the Gemara in Sanf Bezim et Aleph could have said very, very simply, if the Gemara would have accepted this notion, that it says mitzvah v'heinefoy, some of the heinefoy, some tells me two tenufas, the tenufas chayim and the tenufas shrutim. The fact is, the Gemara grapples a lot with this tenufas shrutim. The Gemara is really mavur that the tenufas shrutim has learned out of Shalmei Yochid. Like we said before, it's a question, now that I'm learning out the tenufas shrutim of the Kirsei Atzeres from Shalmei Yochid, says the Gemara, am I going to take it out with the details of the Shalmei Yochid, only apply it to the Chod of Hashayik, and that's the Shitas Rabbanan, that's Domino Vino. Yeah, I'm going to say, no, Domino Voki Be'asro, that's the Shitas Rebbe. So therefore, I apply to it the details of Shalmei Tzibur, and I give the Tnufa, that the Tnufa has to be on all the limbs, all the Evorim, and that's like Rebbe. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this concept, that in fact, the Mitzvah Vehene for Yisom, which is found in Pashas Emor, somehow has a double dual Mashmois, that it applies, it tells me about Tnufas Chaim, and also about Tnufas Shrutim. Moreover, there actually is no double Mashmois in the Pasik. It's just a Vehene for Yisom. Where do you see in the Pasuk that it's done twice? So Rav Michael Feinstein asked that question on the Rambam. What does Rambam mean altogether when he says, V'hein nefoysam, v'zeh koylel koydam shchita v'achreel? Rav Michael Feinstein says that we are muchrach to learn that the Rambam accepts the entire seder of drashos that we have here in the Gemara, in the sugya on bottom of some of Beis, and the top of some of Beis, and we have to learn it out of Shalmei Yochid 100%, etc. Nonetheless, the Rambam is being mechadish to you, that after all is said and done, after the entire midrashic methodology, after the methodology that I learned drashos from Shalmei Yochid to Shalmei Tzibur, and I figured it out, the bottom line is, Dr. Michael Feinstein, that whatever I learned out becomes a chelek of the mitzvah hayom, it becomes learned into the pasuk of the heinefois of Parshas Emor. The methodology of how I learned it out, I taka found that my melamed, my teacher passage, wasn't Shalmei Yochid, Enochanami. But once I do learn it out, it's incorporated and included into Vehine Foyesam. And the Brisker Rav says on that, on this Rambam, that the Rambam is Mukrach, that he learned the other side of the Chakira against Rashi. The Rambam Shitta was that the Din Tenufa Shrutim, and that's even if I go with the Chacham, and I hold that the Mitzvah Tenufa is taka only in Chaz of Hashayik. Nonetheless, which I'm paskins that way in the Yad, nonetheless, it's not going to be the old din of the Korban Shlom Dika Tnufa, which is Mischaya, which is engendered by virtue of this being a korban shlomim, so it's machayev tznufa, but rather it's a different tznufa. It's the tznufa of the kivsei atzeres, which is the being kivsei atzeres, the being the broad and the yom of shuas. That yom of shuas machayev a dual mitzvah tznufa, a mitzvah tznufa chayim, and independently a mitzvah tznufa shchutim. Biskarov argues further that the Rambam goes l'shitosay in the yad. And with this, the Biskarov answers a puzzling thing that we find when we look up the language of the Rambam and the Yad. In the Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabonos, that's where the Rambam brings in the Seder of the oifen by which you makriv and the different avoidos that you go through. But each and every single korban, the Rambam goes through oil and he goes through shlom and he goes shalmei yochid and shalmei tzibur. The Rambam goes through all the different kabonos that you bring and the Ma'aseh HaKorbonos, the Seder that's brought. And over there in Ma'aseh Kabonos, the Rambam, when he mentions the Seder HaKrov of Shalmei Yochid mentions that you do a tnufa, and the Rambam goes through how you do the tnufa, and we even spoke about before how the Rambam characterizes the different elements of the tnufa of a Shalmei Yochid. However, when it gets to the Shalmei Tzibur, the Puran Shvuas, the Rambam, when he mentions the Shalmei the Shalmei Tzibur totally eliminates any mention of Chasmaisa Gabonis of the fact that there is a Tnufa. Apella de Gazach, there's no mention of Chasmaisa Gabonis that there's a Tnufa on the Shalmei Tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeres. When the Rambam gets to Chasmidu Musafim, when he talks about the special Gabonis that are brought on every single Yom and on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yondev, and Hil Chasmidu Musafim over there, the Rambam makes mention again, once again, of the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur that's brought on Shavuos, and over there, the Rambam goes through a whole discussion of the first Tnufa that's done, the Tnufa Chayim and the Tnufa Shchutin that's done, and he describes the Tnufa Shchutin, the Rambam, as we mentioned before, the Rambam passes like Rebbe, and like the Rabbanon, and he paskins that you do the Tnufa Shchutin just in the Chaz of a Shaykh, and he also paskins, like we mentioned before, in terms of where the placement of the Lechem is, so the Rambam says that the Lechem is placed alongside of the Chaz of a Shaykh, but he goes like Rebbe in the different sheets before, in terms of where the Lechem is placed alongside the Chaz of a Shaykh. So there are a couple of Nekudits over here, says the Biskarov. First of all, why on earth? So the Rambam make no mention of the tnufa, any tnufa at all, when he was discussing Hilchas Ma'aseh Gabonis, the Kivsei Atzeres, and he only mentions the tnufa when he talks about Hilchas Tnidim Musafim. So then, the Biskarov says he understands this to be a very esoidistic diak halosha in the Rambam. He said the Rambam's loshen is actually meduktok heitev, and the reason is that in Hilchas Ma'aseh Gabonis, the Rambam brings down those mitzvahs which are neiveya, they're engendered by the nature of the korban. Being a korban shalmei yochid, for example, is machayev various things, and one of the things that is machayev is a tnufa. Being an oilo is machayev various steps. Being a mincha is machayev various steps. But being a shalmei tzibur in and of itself is actually not machayev a tnufa at all. Not the tnufa chayev. Those are mitzvahs that are neveya from the yoyim. They are engendered by the fact that I'm bringing it on Shavuos, and on Shavuos is a mitzvah to do various things that I do. Every yontif has mitzvah to do various things that are done on those yom tovim. Like even Parashat Emor, the pasuk goes through Pesach you do this, and Sukkot you do that, and the Shavuos you do various things. We today don't have too much we do on Shavuos, but in the mitzvah for Shteitzach they had a shtel lechem, they had kivsei atzeres, and one of the things you would do machmas the yoyim was the Tnufas Chaim that was done under the Kivsei Atzeres, and also the Tnufas Shchutin that was done under the Kivsei Atzeres. That's in the Yoim. And because the Rambam is Lashitosim, because he argues in Rashi, like we said before, about the nature of the Mitzvah Shchutim, that the Rambam only incorporates this Tnufa in the, only mentions it in the Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, which are dinim that are neveya from the Yoim. On the particular Yoim, I bring these Kabbanos, I do this and this thing. That's where the Tnufas Chaim and Tnufas Shchutim belong, Zok the Biskirov, according to the Shittas Rambam. But the other Nekuda is, Zok the Biskirov, is that the Rambam is very stark Meduyuk over there in the Yad, in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, that he understood, against Rashi, that the Rambam understood that this whole machloigis between Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoy and Rebbe, all the different shitois in the earlier Braisa on top of some of Beis and Aleph, was actually discussing the Tnufa Shchutim. And that's how the Rambam brings it down. When the Rambam brings in the Tnufa Shchutim, the second Tnufa that's done, the Rambam says he play take the Chaz of a Shaykh, and he place it alongside of that, so you'll place the Shtei Alechem, Al Basomuch, the Rambam passing like Rebbe. The Rambam brings down the Kepeda about exactly where to place the Lechem adjacent to the Chaz of a Sheik. The Rambam brings that down when it gets to the Tnufa Shchutim. Because the Rambam fundamentally disagrees with Rashi. Rashi couldn't learn this way. It was impossible for Rashi to learn this way because according to Rashi, the Tnufa Shchutim is not even a din in Shavuos, not a din in Mitzvah Yoim. The Psukkim and Emor aren't discussing it according to Rashi. And all these Psukkim that the Gemara darshan so busily earlier on with the Al Shnei Kivosim and the Al Lechem Abikurim and exactly what the word Al means and v'cholo, all of that has to be discussed, according to Rashi, specifically has to be discussing the the Tznufas Chaim, because the Psukim are only talking about the Tznufas Chaim. They aren't talking about the Tznufas Shutim, which are a different din. They're just the din Shlom and Ba'almo. Masha Enkin, since the Rambam Shita L'Shita Soy, the Rambam understood that the Tznufas Shutim as well as Ne'ef and the Yoim, like the Rambam says in the Parashah Mishnayos as well, that the mitzvahs Ve'heinif Oysom in Parashas Emor, which is the Mitzvah Yoim Pasik, is talking about the Tznufas Shutim as well. The Rambam L'Shita Soy was able to learn, like he does learn, that this whole Machloikis and Rambam Grad passes like Rebbe in that Machloikis, he passes that the lechem that place specifically alongside of the Chaz of Ashoik, there are paskins that din that Shitas Rebbe benegeya to the Tznufas Shchutim. The Biskarov adds that he would say that there will be additional nafgamina between this Yisoy the Yistikam Achloikis Rashi against the Rambam benegeya to a case where Yishechti the Kivsi Atzeh Shalur Lashmo. Yishechti, you had in mind a different korban, you didn't shechti Lashmo, which the Gemara speaks about earlier on Daf Memches. And the Gemara says in Daf Memches that if Yishechti Kivsi Atzeh Shalur Lashmo, they're not posel, which Gevaintlich, that actually is generally the din, that a korban that shechti Shalur Lashmo, except for Pesach Achatas, so it's kosher, but it's not Olo Lashem Choyve, you're not Yoytzi Achiv. And likewise, the Gemara says earlier on Daf Memches, and the Shalmi Tzibur, if Yishechti Shalur Lashmo, so it is kosher. It's a kosher korban, but it's not yoytze the chovas hayoyim. The special chovas hayoyim, the mitzvah of bringing kivsi atzeres, is not meskay and cannot be fulfilled with those kvasim. So that's the brisker rav. So you're going to have to actually complete the whole seder avoid on them. They're a kosher korban, but you're not going to have a fulfillment of the chiyuv hayoyim. So would you have zokt er a tznufas shchutim done on these kvasim, which are not being yoytze the chovas hayoyim, but they're a kosher korban shlomim? And their kosher korban shalmei tzibur, they just don't get the mitzvah yoyim on that. So there is very poshut in his opinion that they would be totally about the rachloikas Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, that the din tznufas shchutim is not neveir from the yoyim. It's actually a din that attaches itself to the korban, just like a shalmei yochid has one of its steps in the seder avoid is a tznufa. So likewise, a shalmei tzibur also, you do a tznufas shchutim on it. After a shechti, you lift up the chaz of a shoik, you wave it. And according to Rashi, this will be applicable even if it was shechtish lo lishma, because even though the mitzvah yoyim are no longer applicable to it, because you're not going to fulfill your chavis hayoyim on it. Nonetheless, you still have the din tenufa, which is neve'eh from the din korban shaboy, and certainly, which according to Rashi, the tenufa shchutim is neve'eh from the din korban shlomim on a shaboy, and consequently you will have a tenufa shchutim, even though it was shalur shmo. However, according to the Rambam, that we explained, according to the Rambam, that he holds that even though I learnt out the tznufas shchutim on the shalmei tzibur from shalmei yochid, nonetheless, it was once it was learned that it was incorporated into the din mitzvah goyim, and the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnah, it's incorporated into the veheinif. Zokt the briskera, the Rambam shita would be that if I shechta shalol shmon, I won't even have a tznufas shchutim on that, because once the mitzvah hayoyim is not being fulfilled, the chovas hayoyim is not being fulfilled, it's a korban. It is a korban, and I'm going to be makriv it as a korban, but it won't have the dine hayoyim, and it won't have therefore, according to the Rambam, any mitzvah tenufa, not even the tenufa shchutim. The Gemara continues later on in the sugya that tenufa is done when you do a tenufa. You're moilach umevi mala umoyrid. So there's an act of moilach umevi out and in horizontally, and mala umoyrid up and down vertically. So the Gemara brings down the midrashic teaching of Rabbi Yisrael Hanina that he said moilach umevi kadei laatzoy ruchois rois, that the moilach umevi stops up the bad ruchois, the bad winds, and mala umoyrid, lifting up and down, that's kadei laatzoy telolim roim, that's to block off the bad dews. That's the Gemara. Now Tosfos says over here that shemo, it could be that loy b'chol tenufois oisin kain, maybe you don't do this on all tenufois, ella dafka b'tenufa shtei halechem di atzeres v'chein lulav. Only the tenufa of the shtei halechem of shvus, that's, you know, that only then do I do this, and v'chein lulav. Now the Gemara does say the thing about the lulav a little bit later on the Omer. The Gemara says v'chein b'lulav, so lulav also has moiluch umevi malu umeirid, horizontally and vertically, and that's also the same function the Gemara says to block off the bad winds, the horizontal movement, and vertically, the malu umeirid for the purpose of blocking off the bad dudes. So Tosfos says it could be it's dafka tenufa shtei alechem and dafka lulav. Why? Because Tosfos says that these times when I bring the shtei alechem, which is brought on and lulav, which is shaken on Sukkot, these are times of din. Tosfos quotes in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah that on Atzeres I have Shuas, I have a din that's on the Tavua, and Sukkot I have a din on the Mayim, and therefore, consequently, worried. So so to speak, and I do give this a meisim for the purpose of these blocking off these ruchois rois and these telolim rois, these are times of din, and may look could be that that's the only time when I would do this tnufa, and other kabbonis will not have this special quality in the tnufa. That's Tosfos's shaila. He leaves it with a question, Shema, loy b'chol tnufois oisin kein. Now, Bemis, if you read clearly here, it seems that there's actually two different ways to read this. The Karen Oira, and other achrenim say this as well, that they write that although Tosfos leaves it with the Shema, there's actually a beferish at Toyas Kaihanim, which says black on white that gam the tnufas chozav ashoik shashlomim v'chein b'chol ha-tnufas. In other words, that he says it's not a shayla, and this moiluch umevi malam moir is mavur in the Toyas Kaihanim that it's done on the chozav ashoik of shlomim and all tnufas. So he resolved Tosfos his question. It seems from the Karen Oira, which is maybe the simple reading of the Tosfos, certainly, that the Tosfos were discussing the entire musig of moiluch umevi and malu umoirid. And Tosfos is suggesting that may only apply to Shtei Halachim and Luluf. And that he says it's the, we find that it has Kain and it applies to all Tanufos. The Biskarov read the Tosfos similarly, but the Biskarov actually by Sarchin on this Tosfos, because the Biskarov says over here in the stencil that the fact is that the Din Tanufa is being learnt out. What did we learn out from? So he said we had earlier that the Pasik says by the Tanufa of the Miluim, Asher Hunaf fa Asher Huram. So I have Hanofa and I have Haroma. The Haroma is the Milo Moir, then the Hanofa is the Moiluch Umevi. So this is actually originally found in the Chumash, says the Brisker, not even in the context of Shavuos. It's actually in the context of Milum, and from there I learned two Shavuos. So how could it be, Zok, there, that we're only having a special Din Chodosh, that the Moiluch Umevi and Milo Moir should only apply to Shavuos, because the Shasa Din, Lamais, Zok, there, it's not even the origin source of it, is not discussing Shavuos, it's actually discussing the Milum. And the Briskerov leaves it with a question. Now the fact is that, although this may be the simple reading of Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh says, in some point this out, the Tosfos Rosh in Sukkot Daf Lamed Zayin, black on white, when he brings down the same suffix that you have in Tosfos over here, it's discussing the Tosfos Rosh in Sukkot Daf Lamed Zayin, which the Gemara gets into this discussion in Sukkah, and Tosfos Rosh says clearly that he understood the question to be the fact that Tanufa is L'chol HaDalad Ruchois. In other words, just to take it, she says, La'arba Ruchois, Zokter. Now, just take it a moment on this. In other words, Be'emes is that although Yataka do have in the Chumash Ashehu Nafa, Ashehu Rum, that doesn't necessarily tell you that you have to wave it in all the different sides. But the fact is that this is what Chazal tell us, and this, by the way, is true about Lulav as well, that if you're applying the Gemara says V'chein B'Lulav, so maybe Lulav just goes back, forth, and up, down. Well, Mechtesi Lulav on all six sides. Now, we know Halacha of Ashtetzach and the Sukkah that we do to all the sides. That din, Zakta Taisa Rosh, that's a new din, which is actually neveh from the fact that I'm being oitzer, the ruchois rois, the tlolim roim, it has a special role in a mela, if I want to get it to all the ruchois, and be oitzer all the ruchois rois, and that's why I'm doing it to all of the dalit ruchois, even though you don't really have that clearly in the chumash. The way the Taisa Rosh learns, by the way, it's actually very, very meduyik. It's somewhat, if I say it's a chosim in the Lashna Taisis, but it's actually very meduyik, and according to him, first of all, you understand very well that the Brisgarov's kasha is going to go off, because then Achanami, I'll be Mekayim, my Pulas Hanofa, my Pulas Haromo, I'll be Moiluch Mevi Malamoyed, but the heaven, and Mamashul, the Dalit Ruchois Oilom, that's a new din, which is to be Oitzer Ruchois Rois, and that perhaps only is applicable to the Shtei Alechem, and to Luluv, you could have it, because these are Yemei HaDin. So, again, although Tosfos is it's chosim and Tosfos is lashon. The fact is that if you do learn this way and answer the Biskarov's question, and the emesis, I wanted to add, you also answer the Kehaneri's question, because then Tosfos is not saying discussing something which is mafurish in the Teres Kaihanim. As far as I could tell, I looked up the Teres Kaihanim in Tzav, and what I discussed, what I saw, was that it does say over there that you go Hanofa and you do Haroma, but also the different Karbonis by his regular Shlomim and etc. But it does not discuss over there any din about Dalit Ruchois. So if we're discussing the Tnufa of Dalit Ruchois to all the sides of the Oilam, that could be rather very meduic, that Tosfos is correct, that there's a shailuf that applies perhaps only to the tnufa of the Kavs Kivsei Atzeres, because it's a Yom HaDin, and you wouldn't see, otherwise, you wouldn't see in the Teres Kehanim that it applies to the tnufas of all year. Eishayiyah, it comes clearly out of the Tosfos over here, that what we have here is, so to speak, Tzvei Dinim in the tnufa of the Kivsei Atzeres. One is the Algamein Din tnufa, that you have a Din, Asher Hunaf, Asher Huram, to do the mitzvah tnufa like you have in many other korbanos. But there's actually a bazunder, a separate halacha, that is Tosfos understanding over here, a special din to do the tznuf and the oifa that's in a way that's oitze the ruchois rois. Now, this is at a etzim we would have thought in a gadda to Gemara that wouldn't necessarily have an impact on the etzim tzura of the mitzvah's tznufa, but Tosfos is actually suggesting, not like that, now Tosfos has a tzad to say, that vibalt, that these tznufa of the shtei alechem has a special role, it blocks off the bad ruchois, the bad wind, so therefore has a gevissa tzura to it that it's done to all the dalet ruchois, like we mentioned before. Now, Tosfos at the end of Tosfos discusses lulav, in the end of the same Tosfos, and Tosfos writes that, like we said before, that on Sukkot you need another mayim, etc. Ulevad min hananua shebelulav yesh boy hoylach of avor. That's the gears that we have in Tosfos. Aside from the nanua on the lulav, the shaking the lulav, there's also a din to be moiluchum bevi to move the lulav in and out. The Tzayin Kodshim, which is on the side of the page over here, and in the Sefer Tzayin Kodshim is Megiyah the Girsa. According to the Tzayin Kodshim, it should not say Ulevad, aside from the Nua Shebelulav, it should say Lekach bin Nua Shebelulav Yesh Boi Hoylochav Havo. So that's the Tzayin Kodshim's Girsa. It happens that Tosfos in Sukkah does have the Girsa with the parallel Tosfos in Sukkah, Lekach Bich Nua Shebelulav Yesh Boi Hoylochav Havo. Now Michal Feinstein over here, Steltzach, what exactly is the difference between the Girsa that we have and the Girsa that and Kochim brings from Tosfos and Sukkah, and he says that he would be Matsia, that we perhaps would be glad to leave intact the gears that we have. The gears of the Tzayin Kodshim, which is in Tosfos and Sukkah, is really saying that in the mitzvah of Nanuim Lulav itself, a chelik of that mitzvah itself is, how is the mitzvah done? It's done la'ofen of Hailoch of Avor, bringing it in and out. However, according to the Gersa that we have in Tosfos, we have Ulevad min Hanu'anu'a Shabalulav Yesh by Hailoch of Avor, which has mashba that's labels under the dinim zok there. Two independent halachos. One is the mitzvah's Nanuim on the Lulav, to shake the lulav. The other is a mitzvah to moiluchum meivi in and out, to bring draw the lulav in and out. Now, on the takatuba zunder dinim or not, and Zokter, and he says that he would be matzia, that perhaps Tosfos is telling you over here that they are separate dinim, and that's why Tosfos over here, the gear scene, what Tosfos is, levad, aside from the lulav, they're separate din to moiluchum meivi. Now, Bamis is, just to interject over here, just for a moment, is a familiar machloikas, a big, big machloikas, the Ritva and the Ran, particularly a Meirich on this, in Sukkah Lamed Zayin. Machloikas, the Ritva that they bring down that the Goyim held that there's no mitzvah to mekaskes ha'olam. There's actually no chiyuv to dafka shake, to rustle the leaves of the lulav. And when the Gemara speaks about ming menaneya, the lulav, according to the Goyim, that is a reference to bring it in and out, to bring it up and down. The movement of the lulav itself is called nanuim. The Ritva over there disagrees with the Tosfos, with the Goyim, he brings Raias against the Goyim, and the Ritva over there says the correct way, like he brings from others, is that independently of the moving in and out, you have to also rustle the leaf, kiskus ha'olam. Now, Bemis, the truth is that the Maharam, in the back of the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, writes on the Tosfos, the parallel Tosfos to ours, that Tosfos clearly understood that there is, like, the Maskonos of it for, not like the Goyim that he brings. And that's the truth, because even no matter how you go in Tosfos, Tosfos, Levad Menanu Shabalulav Yesh Behalach of Avor, however you go, Tosfos clearly seems to speak of Nanuim and independently speak of Halach of Avor. So it's Mashma, Tosfos identifies Nanuim rustling the leaves, and aside from that, you also have Halach of Avor, the bringing the lulav, drawing the lulav in and out. However, for shteitzuch, these are done at the same time. So, like it happened, without getting into details, it's mavur and rishayim, it's mavur and the poiskim like this, that b'shas, while you're moving it in and out, you rustle the leaves at the same time. There's different details exactly how this is done. So, in meila, you have the gears of Tosfos and Sukkah, that lekach, in the nosh of a lulav, I have a loch of havo. However, according to Michal Feinstein, Tosfos over here is telling you that it's actually tzeibah under yasoid that I'm achieving with these two details, with these two halachos of Nanuim and independently of Halach of Avor. And Zokt of them, the Remichel Feinstein, that he would suggest in the Das HaTosis, Nanuim in the Mitzvah Lulav, that's the din that we have, Halach HaMashmash Sinai, that we have, is discussed in Masechta Sukkah. That's the din Nanuim, without getting into the details of it, it's a Derabonon based upon the Gevissa, which is the Rai, so the details are not Negev. Pakoponim Zokt there, that the Nanuim are then the Mitzvah Lulav. The mitzvah's lulav fodit that it should have nanuim, which is rustling the leaves, as Tosfos holds. But there's an independent halacha levad, which Tosfos over here calls it levad, a separate halacha of being moiluchum mevi, drawing it in and out. And there, as Dr. Michal Feinstein, that's the under halacha, the independent halacha that I have a din, a mitzvah, while I'm being mekayim mitzvahs lulav, to do a pool that's oitzer the ruchois rois, and like Tosfos says, it's a shasa din, it's sukkos, and meila, that independent din, that's meskayim by drawing the lulav in and out. I do it l'chol ha'dalad ruchois, like I mentioned before, from the Tosfos Rosh, all the dalad ruchois, and being oitzer all of the different winds that are on all the dalad ruchois, to do it to all the sides, and that's an independent halacha, which is also has a din to miskayim it, to fulfill it, the shas, while the mekayim mitzvahs lulav. And Rechov Feinstein says that he would understand that that's the girsa that we have in the Tosfos Levad, because the mitzvah nanuim, which is an etzem din in the mitzvah lulav, independent of that, we have the din moiluchu mevi, which is a bazunder halacha, a separate din, in order to fulfill this concept of blocking, being oitzer, the ruchos rois.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.